day of Christmas my grandkids gave to me. 5 granite rings, 4 paid vacations, 3 French maids,
2 Piltdown snowmen, and a brontosaurus and a palm tree.
It's showtime!
Okay, read it to me, Bonnie boy.
Gee, Fred, it says Fetzo's house.
Flintstone, it's 6:30 in the morning. Cut the lava-loving racket.
Oh, that's just the caffeine talking, Mr. Gravelberry. It's Christmas. Try and show a little excitement.
Who's Flintstone?
Merry Christmas. What's happened to everyone's Christmas spirit this year?
I don't know. It's probably the world, Fred. Everywhere you look, the Bedrock Savings and Loan Stone collapse, another drive-by stoning last night.
Give me that, Don. I am not going to let a few little problems ruin Christmas for me and my family.
Oh, great. Now if I want to read the news, I got to play Scrabble first.
Wilma, did you ever notice how the boys turn into overgrown kids every Christmas? Oh, Barney's forever trying to figure out what he's getting.
I know what you mean, Betty. Fred's the same way. Look, I got him one of these new portable phones.
My specialty is call waiting.
Do you think he'll be surprised?
Oh, I'm sure he will. He wants a pool table. Fred, Pebbles and Bam Bam just called. They're on the next flight out of Holly Rock and should be here by 4 o'clock.
Yabba-dabba-doo! You hear that, Mom? Little Chip and Roxy are on the way. My grandkids are going to see me play Santa in the Slate Corp Christmas Parade.
Just one of the perks of working in the biggest pit in Bedrock, eh, Fred?
But we still have lots to do before they arrive. Buy and decorate the tree, hang the stockings, deliver these gifts to all the neighbors.
Whoa, Wilma. We have to wait till everyone gets here. Kids are what make Christmas so special.
But at least go pick up the Turkosaurus and some more quartz for these gift stars.
I tell you, this is going to be the greatest Christmas ever. Come on, Bon. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Pterodactyl.
And a very shiny bee.
All right, what's next, Bon?
It looks like the A and B C market for Christmas crumble cake and 2 boxes of Turkeysaurus helper.
Make a donation for a good cause?
What cause?
Cause, I said. Okay, give me everything you got.
What do we do now, Fred?
Unless that bird is bulletproof, give it to him.
Gee, Fred, I broke Santa in half.
Yeah? Well, let's get out of here before he pulls himself together.
Okay, folks, sorry you have to go through this on Christmas Eve, but we got a line up.
That's the mugger! That's him!
I'd recognize that face anywhere.
Fred, he's just a harmless child.
Yeah, well, he was a lot bigger when he robbed us.
Kid runs this Santa sting with a partner who plays the bottom half.
Yeah? Well, then you better put out an APB on his pants.
This is a tapestry of justice. I want the book thrown at him.
Stella Stalactite, Bedrock Social Services. This is Stony, a caveless kid from the wrong side of the tar pits.
Caveless? Oh, Fred, he's just a child.
Sure he is, ma'am. I'd like to see his baby pictures. Abandoned as an infant. Stony looted his nursery as this infamous Binky burglar. He's terrorized every foster home in Bedrock. As a a youngster, he was impossible to place. No matter how hard we tried, no one could get through to him. I called the media. He was even unwanted by Bedrock's most wanted.
Oh, I'm not that bad.
He stuck us up with a gun.
It was just a twig. See? It doesn't even have a twigger. Still, I'm telling that's a joke.
You're sure gonna have them in stitches down at Juvie Hall this holiday, Stoney?
Oh, Fred, it's so sad. No one should have to spend Christmas in jail. Maybe we could take him in.
Oh, sure. And while we're at it, why don't we see if Charlie Manson Stone wants to come for New Year's?
I'm gonna be busy New Year's, Fred.
What has happened to your Christmas spirit, Fred Flintstone?
I'll tell you what's happened to it. It's sitting in some pawn shop with my watch and wallet. That kid is not setting foot in our house. And that's final.
Whoa, great place, Mrs. Flintstone. What a carpet.
I'll get some rock nog. Barney, come give me a hand.
Why don't you make Stoney feel at home, Fred?
Barney, you gotta help me.
Right, Fred. I'll hide the silver.
Whoa, Mr. Flintstone. Nice TV. I can get you free cable.
Alone tonight, caveman. Turn us on. We're the All Cave Girl Network.
Give me that! We'll watch what I say!
Cable cruisers are a big pain in the beak.
And now, the conclusion of Frank Caprock's holiday classic.
Oh, this is my all-time favorite Christmas movie. We used to watch this every year when Pebbles was growing up.
It's a wonderful Stone Age life.
What's that sound, Daddy?
Why, that's the sound of another angel getting his wings, dear.
Gets me every time.
Oh, give me a break. Christmas ain't that way for me.
Another angel getting his wings?
No, sweetheart. It's probably another orphan boy all alone on Christmas.
Get out of here! We don't want to think about people like you at a nice time like Christmas.
Oh, what a wonderful movie.
The only wonder is that anyone believes all this Christmas junk.
Hey, my grandkids are on their way home, and you're not going to put down Christmas in front of them.
Why not? It's the same as any other day of the year, only colder.
Look, as long as you're under my roof, you're going to enjoy it whether you want to or not. You got that?
What is going on out here?
Kids are supposed to like Christmas, Wilma. This one's defective.
Fred, stop it. The only way you're going to get through to Stoney is to start treating him like a member of this family.
I say let him spend the holiday with his own family, the Corleone Stones.
Stoney, would you help us get ready for Christmas?
I don't care.
Good. Now, the first thing we always do is go pick out our Christmas tree.
But Wilma, I thought we were going to wait until the kids got here.
Hey, Mr. Flintstone, I know where to get a tree at a rock-bottom price. Only $20.
Come on, Fred. Give Stoney the money.
But Wilma...
Fred, we have to show that we trust him.
Catch you later!
Some Christmas this is turning out to be. Hey, Stoney. Gee, I don't know what to say. That's the most beautiful pine we've ever had in this house.
Hey, that's my tree.
Wilma!
Fred, the boy took back the rubble's tree. Doesn't that tell you anything?
Yeah, he missed Freddy's china. Oh, great. Now what?
Mom, we're stranded at O'Hare's Stone.
Oh, Betty and Barney just got here. I'm going to put you on the speakerphone.
Oh, hi, everyone. We're okay, but there's a blizzard. Oh, we just don't know when we'll get our connector flight. Oh.
Be sure to call the minute you know, honey. We love you. Bye, Pebbles.
Well,
does it, Wilma. Our Christmas is ruined. Without the kids, none of it's going to be any fun.
Cheer up, Fred. We'll all be there to see you in the parade.
Mr. Flintstone?
What do you want?
I wasn't trying to rip you off. You gave me $20. I got you a tree. What did I do wrong?
You got me my neighbor's tree.
So I'll only charge you $15.
$15? That's a good one, huh, Fred?
Boy, oh boy. Girls were sure a lot easier, Wilma.
He's doing things the only way he knows how. But at least he's reaching out to us.
Yeah, the kid's not so bad, Fred. He just got me the old cave girl network.
You've still got a child to share Christmas with if you want. Maybe he doesn't understand what Christmas is all about because he's never had a real one before.
I'll try to make it up to you, Mr. Flintstone. I'll scrub floors, dig ditches, even help you get those ugly things off your front lawn.
Ugly? Look, Christmas is my favorite time of the year. Just try to enjoy it, okay?
Well, okay.
Oh, I'm glad to see you two working things out. All right, gang, time to make our Christmas rounds. Everybody in the car.
You hear that, Mr. Flintstone? Christmas rounds. Boy, am I going to try to enjoy this. So, can I drive? Kidding!
Santa's on his way. Christmas Day, the caves are decked with holly and filled with Christmas cheer. The town is dressed in snow, and so the Ice Age is here. Dinosaurs are hibernating, everyone is celebrating. It's a merry Christmas in Bedrock this year. It's a merry Christmas in Bedrock this year.
You know, Wilma, I think I'm getting through to that kid.
I got a suit just like yours, but somebody ran off with the pants.
Yeah, things are tough all over. I'm not the real Santa, you know. I used to be a broker for Drexel Burnham Stone until the rock market crumbled. People trusted me and they got nothing. Look at those little faces. If they don't wind up getting what I promised, they'll be crushed. And it'll be all my fault. Do you know the guilt that goes with this suit?
Oh, everybody could use a lift around the holidays, even Santa. Merry Christmas, pal.
Gee, thanks. Merry Christmas to you, too. Ho, ho, ho. What do you want for Christmas, young fellow?
Look, Fred, an 8-foot fur.
At these prices, it better be an 8-foot fur coat.
Hey, Fred, how about something in anorexic pine?
It's your grandkids' first Christmas, guys. The tree shouldn't be shorter than they are.
Unfortunately, I can't print my own money. Can you?
Hold this tree, mister. Step right up, folks. Here, there, everywhere she goes. Where she stops, only Stoney knows.
It's in the number 3.
It better be on the number 2.
What do you know? Where'd she go?
You little cheater. Give me my money.
Oh, Mr. Flintstone!
Something tells me that isn't one of Santa's elves. Hey, leave the kid alone, buddy.
That little rock rat cheated me.
Stoney, is that true?
No, sir. No matter what, I run an honest game. You can ask anyone. Please, believe me, Mr. Flintstone. Please.
If Stoney says he didn't cheat you, I believe him.
Yeah, well, believe this, jerko!
Paging Dr. Schneck, Dr. Irving Schneck. Please report to O.R.
Dr. Schneck, please.
What next? I've been mugged, insulted, decked with a Christmas tree?
Yeah, and now you're going to have to eat hospital food.
Flintstone, sorry to hear about your accident. Unfortunately, it means now I'm going to have to replace you in the parade.
No, I can do it, Mr. Slate.
Not a chance, Flintstone. Your well-being comes first and foremost with Slate Corp. Besides, how would it look if Santa died on our float?
Oh, Wilma, do you know how much that parade meant to me?
There'll be other Christmases, Fred.
Shoot, it's all my fault.
Flintstone's house on the double. I have to get that Santa suit. Oh, the things I do for my rock holders.
You did what to Mr. Slate?
But I thought you wanted to be Santa.
Help! I've been kidnapped! I'm locked in a bathroom!
Hold on, Mr. Slate. I'll get you out.
About time you got here. Break down his door. Destroy his property. Then get those ugly lights off his roof.
Fred Flintstone, give yourself up.
Stoney, give me a hand.
Come out with your hands over your head.
Oh, boy.
Couple of rules to remember in the joint. Don't call another prisoner a dirty number. Never slow dance with anyone named Bubba. Look, Mr. Flintstone, we got a great view of the exercise yard.
This is the most terrible day of my life.
Things could be worse.
How?
You could wind up playing Marie in the prison musical.
That does it. I don't want you crossing this line.
How come your part's bigger?
Prison rule number 3. The bigger guy gets the most floor space.
Mr. Flintstone?
Leave me alone.
Want some of Mrs. Flintstone's crumble cake? The bigger guy gets the bigger half.
Well, what are you doing with that?
On the street. You never know where your next meal's coming from. You always save something.
Thanks, Stoney. Too bad this didn't come with a file in it, huh?
Mr. Flintstone, how come you stood up for me at that Christmas tree lot?
Because that guy was going to clobber you. And because I believed you.
You're the first person who's ever believed me. I wanted to give you something in return, but heck, what could I give a guy like you who has everything? Getting the Santa gig back was all I could think of.
That's... Stoney, that's nice. But it's just the way you did it. It's sort of the way you do everything.
I always seem to mess up.
Hey, you can't cut corners to get what you want, Stoney. Understand?
Yeah, I'm starting to. Maybe I just need a little more practice. I'm really sorry you're going to have to spend Christmas in here.
Well, like you said, at least we've got a great view of the exercise yard.
Yeah.
Come on, Stoney. I could see your placement with the Flintstones went like all the others.
Hurry, Flintstone. The parade starts in 2 minutes.
Hold on a minute, Mr. Slate.
Mr. Flintstone?
Stoney!
I cleared up the kidnapping mess and you seem healthy enough to be Santa. Put on your hat and let's go!
Stoney! Stoney!
Hey, Fred! Glad to see you got paroled. Get any tattoos?
we have great news. The kids got a flight out of O'Harestone. They'll be here by tonight.
Yeah? Well, I got bad news. The antisocial worker, Stella Stalactite, took Stoney away.
Oh, no, Fred.
Yeah. You know, he wasn't such a bad kid when you got to know him. I even think he was starting to figure out Christmas. What's this? Merry Christmas, Stoney boy. Stoney? Stoney! Stoney, wait! I'm Donner Stone! I'm Blitzen Quartz! I'm Pranksapit!
Flintstone! What are you doing?
Flintstone!
Tell the gang at Juby Hall, Stoney's got a home for the holiday! Yabba dabba doo!
Yabba dabba doo too!
Three French mates, two Piltdown men, and a brontosaurus in a palm tree.
The trick is to keep the pine cone moving.
Come on, Stoney. There's one Flintstone tradition we haven't done yet. Newest member of the family gets to hang the star.
Come on, kids. That's your cue. Me?
Welcome to the Flintstone family, Stoney. I got a feeling this is going to be the greatest Christmas after all.
We all want some tarpon pudding. We all want some tarpon pudding. We all want some tarpon pudding. So bring it right here. Merry Christmas, everyone.